Now it's time to check in with the latest on the economy, some developments in investments. John Taylor from Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. Well, futures are pretty much unchanged this morning. Yesterday was a modestly good day on Wall Street. Dow up about 20 points. The NASDAQ recovered nicely, up about 35. The S&P up about 7. We're beginning to see some recovery in those momentum stocks and the small cap stocks that have sold off so heavily over the last couple or so weeks. And this week is a week that we're trying to get some insight into what's happening in the housing sector. Later this week, we'll get numbers regarding new home sales and also existing home sales. And tomorrow, we get the minutes from the last Fed meeting. We'll see what they were actually saying before they made their announcement. But we get some insight this morning from a couple of companies that are involved in home improvement. That is Home Depot, number one home improvement company. Their net income and sales rose, but there's a but in there, lower than what Wall Street expected. They made 96 cents a share. That was about 3 cents a share less than the experts on Wall Street expected. Sales came in about a couple hundred million dollars below what Wall Street expected. Still almost $20 billion for the quarter. Same-store sales in the U.S. up about 3.3%, but not as good as everybody was expecting. And they say, Home Depot said, guess what? Yes, yeah, because of the weather. And I'm sure that's partially true. This is not a good start for their spring season. And, of course, the spring is to home improvement retailers, and kind of like Christmas is to other retailers. They do say, however, that they had, quote, solid results in markets that were not severely impacted by the winter's bad weather. And they are expecting robust numbers going forward from here. We hope that's true. That stock's down about 1.5% this morning in pre-market trading. Another insight, Valspar, that's V-A-L-S-P-A-R, that's the company that makes paint, and they have those clever commercials using a chameleon that crawls up there and changes colors in a Lowe's ad. I think it's pretty clever. They say that their numbers are really quite good for the first quarter. Maybe this is a insight into what's happening. They say revenue was up 9.6%. They beat Wall Street's expectations and earnings also. They indicate strong volumes in paint and also coatings in the United States and in China. Maybe that's a leading indicator as people spend money on paint and coatings. And tomorrow we get numbers from Lowe's, the number two home improvement company. We see how they stack up versus Home Depot. And it's probably a good idea that you're not in the office supply business. If you're not, Staples and others reporting really, really struggling. Staples reporting their fifth consecutive quarter of drop in quarterly sales. Their stock's down about 11% this morning before the market opens. They say that their sales continue to drop, and, of course, experts say it's because of increased competition from online retailers like Amazon, also increased competition from Walmart, and even from the major drugstores like Walgreens and CVS, which are selling office supplies also. Staples had earlier announced that they were going to close about 200 of their stores by 2015. They've got almost 1,850 stores in North America alone. First quarter sales down 3%, net income down 44%. And that whole sector is beleaguered. Office Depot and Office Max are merging to try to survive. And Office Max had announced earlier that they were going to close up to 400 of their stores by 2016. So it's amazing how shopping continues to change, and all the way from brick-and-mortar stores to online sales and the things that people are buying online, and the impact it's having on all these traditional businesses. Of course, Staples is one of those companies that you may remember that was actually brought public by the private equity firm that Mitt Romney was associated with in his previous life.
And John, you mentioned the internet, and we see charges being brought against China in connection with spying on computers and taking some secrets and so on. That, of course, is of concern in terms of China being one of the big buyers of United States goods.
Well, and they retaliated this morning. They won't say it's that, but they retaliated against Microsoft, saying that they will not allow any government computers to run Microsoft Windows 8, and they cite a security concern, but it's really probably just a payback for the announcement yesterday.
Gotcha, John. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.